whenever I was in the middle of grieving my husband and my daughter's death, I became absolutely convinced that I was going to forget my baby. So one night I got drunk. I got completely wasted. And I got this tattoo in remembrance. I was so convinced that I would forget my daughter that I got this tattoo so that I would never forget my baby. I now realize that that was the enemy trying to keep me in a pit of bitterness, hurt, and hate. And I came to a place, finally, where it was like, okay, I can't do this. I cannot live like this. And I asked God to fill that emptiness from my husband and my daughter being gone. And he was so sweet. He said, start having the conversations that you had with your husband and the conversations you had with your daughter. Start having them with me. Start having them with me. And so I started doing that. Just conversations like we have with our family members. I just started conversating with the Lord that way. And by doing that, it's like he came and took me by my hand and now walks me through it. So I don't have to. So instead of staying bitter, I'm now better, and I keep getting better because my God is there, and he fills that emptiness.
Right. What God or what Satan meant for evil, God turned to good.
That's right. That's right. We do have several prayer requests this morning, and this is a kind of a sad morning because all three of these are for families who've lost loved ones. We want to pray for the family of Boyd Jones, who passed away February 27th. Boyd was the son of Steve and Shauna Jones. He was only 23 years old. They have two sons, and if many of you know the history of Troy, who's been incarcerated for a while and waiting to stand trial on the death of a little baby. And then we want to pray for the family of Travis Gartner, who died Tuesday in a car accident. He was only 32 years old. He's from Sayre. And then we want to pray for the family of Joe Moss, who is our granddaughter's dad, Crystal. And he passed away yesterday doing something he loved to do. He was on the golf course. So if you could ever die at a great time, a great place.
Well, Father, we want to lift up each one of these needs, the loss of a loved one, and we lift up these families before you and asking that you would walk with them through this time of sorrow, that you would be there, that you would comfort them. We pray for the family of Boyd Jones, and we ask that you would just walk with them through this time. We pray that you will comfort them. You will bring alongside of them the individuals and the family to just be with them. But Lord, more importantly, may your spirit just be with them. And not only for the family of Boyd, but also for the family of Travis Gartner, who was in this car accident. The loss of a loved one through tragedy is always difficult. It's a time of sorrow. It's a time of questioning. But even in this time, we know that you are with them and that you are going to be with them in many ways. Ways that, Lord, only you can be with them. And that's because of your Holy Spirit being with them. But also pray that you would bring those people who need to be there and can encourage them and lift them up at this time. And for the family of Joe Moss, who granddaughter's dad, we just pray that you will be with them. And Lord, even though he was out enjoying himself, doing what he loved to do, we know for them it's a loss. And so may your love surround them, and may your comfort and encouragement be with them. And we just give you the praise and the glory, Father, because we know that you're working in their lives and on their behalf for all of these individuals as they mourn the loss of a loved one. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I do want to thank our sponsors at this time. And Pastor Joe is one of our sponsors with his Cross-Cut Creations. And we appreciate you continuing to sow into this ministry, not only by coming once a month, but also to sow into it financially. If you need something in the way of custom designs in wood, you can call him at 580-243-8635. And I know he does a lot of other things besides the Cross-Cut Creations. A busy, busy guy. Prophetic Voice Ministries at 616 North Locust Avenue has Sunday school at 9:30 on Sunday morning, church at 11, church again at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, and then they have a prayer meeting Tuesday evenings at 7, and Thursday evenings they have another Bible study. And as I said in the beginning, that Barbara Dyson Ford is our Facebook sponsor today, so let's hear from some of our other sponsors. Oh, it's Spain's Construction, not Barbara Dyson. It is Thursday. Monica's over there. She needed big cue cards. She thinks I can read lips, and I'm not only can't read lips, but I did catch that. I think I said Barbara Dyson early. Gonna have to.
Yeah. Well, I don't know who's who on what day.
Yeah,
so.
Well, Spain's been on Thursday for a long time.
I remember
Barbara Dyson's
that now.
Been on Friday a long time. Oh my goodness. Okay, so we're gonna hear from Spain's Construction first. Maybe.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Love your ride. Today at Barbara Dyson Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters, we know that loving your ride means taking care of it. Our service team is here to keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. With the largest team of certified technicians in Western Oklahoma, let us show your ride some love today. Come experience the Barbara Dyson difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Let us pray. No, we're not ready to go to the outro yet. So Pastor Joe's talking about seizing divine moments. Mm-hmm. And you always bring a good lesson.
Well,
always.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, we have been talking about seizing the divine moments and really understanding that every moment is a divine moment. Mm-hmm. But there are also those moments when we know that this is definitely a divine moment. And sometimes we don't know it's a divine moment until we look back. Mm-hmm. and we see how God has worked in that. So understand that sometimes you know it right in the moment that it's a divine moment. And sometimes it may be a year or two or 10 before you look back and you go, oh, this was a divine moment. You know, I shared the story about this lady. That was a divine moment. But I didn't really understand that as being a divine moment, other than the fact, you know, that, that I was ministering to her and encouraging her at that moment. But it was a divine moment for not only her, but also for our congregation as a result of that. So we need to make sure that we understand that every moment's a divine moment, but there are some moments where we see that God has said this is, I don't want to say a super divine moment because I don't want to, but maybe we just realize God is in a greater way in those moments would be a better way to put that. So we've talked about that. So I think there's some questions we need to ask ourselves as we're living our life. The first question perhaps is, when God interrupts, am I ready to respond? And we need to ask ourselves, am I looking for those divine interruptions in my life, or am I dreading when they come because they interfere with my plans? And there are times when, you know, we can get frustrated with God because God's interrupting our plans. I had plans to do this. Let me just say here, and this is from a pastor viewpoint, that sometimes interruptions we think are God's interruptions, but they don't necessarily have to be interruptions for that time. In that we allow things to take precedence over things that really are important in our life. And it's very tempting for pastors to do that. Oh, this happened and I have to be there right at this moment. There are times when you do need to be there right at this moment. But there are also times when you can say, you can pray with a person and then you can go to spend quality time with them a little bit later on in that. So it's easy to run yourself ragged trying to meet every expectation and not realizing that it's important to the person and you need to visit with them about it, but it may not be so important that you have to go spend an hour or two with them at that moment in time. I hope that makes sense and isn't detracting from what I'm trying to point out here, but God gives us wisdom in those things. But we need to not dread the divine interruptions. How am I preparing myself for those divine interruptions? You know, how am I spending time with God? How am I looking at things? A second question would be, what moment or moments do I tend to become stuck in? What issues are there from my past that keep me from moving forward? What things do I need to deal with? I can't tell you the number of people that I talk with that one of their major things is dealing with unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. It keeps them stuck back here. And somebody once said, unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting it to kill the other person.
That's such a good example, I think.
And when you get stuck there, you're not hurting the other person. You're hurting yourself. And so when you begin to forgive, you can really begin to live. And that's important to understand that. So unforgiveness is an issue. What are the things that distract me from those divine moments? If you're a little ADD or a lot of ADD like I am, those things are distractions. I'll admit I'm easily distracted. Now there are certain things when I get into it, I'm probably not going to be distracted. But it's easy for me to get distracted, and so begin to realize what those are and say, okay, is this something, again, that I need to deal with now, or is it just a distraction? Your best friend is either a notepad or the notes taking that you have on your smart device. Make a note of it and continue on where you're going. It may be important. You need to take care of it, but you use what God's given you in that way. A third question. How am I following God in this moment? How am I allowing him to speak to me? Some people might say, well, God doesn't speak to me. And I would say,
baloney.
Well, thanks. That puts it very bluntly.
He would if you'd listen.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. It isn't that God isn't speaking. It's that you're not listening. And we need to be careful that we're not critical of how people hear God, because people hear God in every way, or in different ways. All of us should hear God through his word, by reading his word. All of us should hear God by spending time with him in quiet time. But God speaks to some people more through nature. Mm-hmm. He speaks to other people by being with other people. So God speaks to others by their creativity, contemplation, activity. So we're all different. God made us that way, so we need to realize that. So if somebody says, well, God's not speaking to you because of this, well, maybe he is. You're just not like they are.
Mm-hmm.
So, but follow God in the moment, and choose to seize the divine moments that God has for you. Because if you're spending time with God, you're hearing God through his word, through spending some quiet time with him, if you're hearing God speaking to you through those things that you are drawn to, use those for the glory of God. You mentioned there's a lot of other things I do besides woodworking. Woodworking is my passion as far as a hobby. And I tell people I spend 95% of my time doing handyman work and 5% of my time doing woodwork. But one of the things that I really enjoy doing is being able to help people, especially older people that have issues at their home, and maybe they can't afford to pay me at all, or they can only afford to pay me a small. And so I have no problem going to fix a leaky faucet for a person and not charging them anything, or knowing that they can't pay what my regular rate would be, and saying $10 instead of $30 or whatever it happens to be, because I know they're going to want to pay me something.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the ways that I get to seize a divine moment of ministry for God. So whatever way God is using, follow God in that moment. Not to pat myself on the back, I'm just using that as an example. So use whatever it is for you, do that. Seize a divine moment that God has for you. About three things here I do want to leave you with. The first thought is there are things that God does for you and things God waits for you to do. There are things that God does for you and things God waits for you to do. Salvation. God has provided for you the opportunity for salvation through Jesus. He has provided that for you, no cost. There's no way you could come into a right relationship, pay the price, because the price of sin is death. He provided you that opportunity through Jesus when Jesus died on the cross, paid the price. But it's up to you to make that choice that you're going to choose to follow him. That's one of the things. God gives you those divine moments that we've been talking about. You can look for them and choose to do something about it when he gives them to you, or you miss them. It's one of the two. So there are things that God does for you and things God waits for you to do in the divine moments. You live, another thought, when you live in the divine moment, you're living in the center of God's activity. So look at every moment as a divine moment. Because if you do, then you're living in the center of God's activity. Every moment's divine when you walk hand in hand with God. Even going to sleep at night is a divine moment because God created us where we need rest. And so that's a divine moment in the fact that you're getting the rest you need so the next day you're refreshed to be able to do what he wants you to do. And I think if we would realize that, a lot of us might sleep a little bit better. But we go to sleep and we can't sleep because we're worried about this or we're worried about that and we're worried about all this. Say, Lord, this is a divine moment you've given me. Take all the things that are running through my mind, they're yours, and I'm going to sleep. But when we do that, even the mundane things in life become very purposeful for us in living out our life. Because we never know when the mundane might become mighty. Mm-hmm. Because we might just be doing what we would normally do every day, and then God has orchestrated a moment in that mundaneness of life where someone comes to us and needs help, or we see a person who is broke down on the side of the road, we stop to help, and it becomes a great point to share God's love. So choose to follow God in the moment. And then a third thing for us to remember is that we need to share God in the moment. Because when you seize divine moments, you are being able to share God's love in that moment. And we make the mistake a lot of times of going looking for moments or trying to create the moments. But I think more often the moments look for you. We just need to be aware of them. And some people will argue with me on this, but I've been around people who they look at every moment as an opportunity to be a witness for God. And so you see them visiting with a person, and about a minute or 90 seconds into the conversation, they go, not these exact words, but basically the same thing. Do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior? And I'm like, well, that probably just blew that moment. I understand their eagerness and the fact that they want people to know, but when a person is not ready to hear that, it's... So spend the moment understanding where the person's at. Some people may not even realize that there's a God. We in our congregation, our mission statement says changing lives through God's love. That's why we exist. But then we have five things underneath that. And the very first thing is helping people to understand that there's a God who loves them. If they don't understand there's a God who loves them, everything else we do is wrong. You know, bringing them to the realization that there's a God who loves them. And so seize the divine moments, but wait for the God moments to come. Don't force those. Allow God to work through you in those situations. Because when you do that, the moments will look for you, mm-hmm, instead of you looking for the moment. And God knows when you're open to having your life interrupted and to share his love with others. And he knows when those other people are ready. So trust God for the divine moments when they come in your life. Most importantly of all, though, is you cannot seize divine moments until you know the one who gives you the divine moments. Mm-hmm. And I would leave you with that. You cannot seize the divine moments until you know the one who gives you those divine moments. So hopefully this will help you to go out today and seize the moments, be open to the moments, and say, whatever you got for me, God, today, I've got my plans, but whatever you got, I'm going to allow you to work.
You know, when you were talking about divine moments, this and the money that came back to your church, I was reminded of course, I so believe in the steps of a godly person are appointed by the Lord. Uh-huh. But a few weeks ago, we needed to go through Sayre and go by one of our rent houses that I can't remember if it had been cold for a few days and it was supposed to be nice. We went to turn the heat down a little bit because it's not rented right now. We're doing some work on it. But anyway, we decided we'd go to Simon's Catch and eat since we had to go to Sayre. And let's go ahead and go now because we go through Sayre first. It'll probably be 9 o'clock time we get to Sayre or to Simon's Catch. So we went ahead and went to Simon's Catch, and they seated us in just a few minutes. They seated someone at a table next to us. Well, it happened to be one of our tenants from 5 years ago that I don't think I've even seen for 5 years. And he was just such a delightful young man, and he's married, and they're expecting their first baby. And we visited, hugged, and kind of caught up on everything. We got ready to leave. He had bought our meal. Now, that was just 50-some dollars, but he even left the tip. That was, you know, like $60.
Wow.
And just such a sweet thing to have happen when, you know, we hadn't even seen him for all these years, but then he even told the girls at the front, said, we were just the greatest landlords he'd ever had, and we were always so kind to him. I don't know of anything we did special except just take care of his needs and love him where he was at, and we always give our tenants a gift card to Simon's every year for Christmas. And that was just so sweet.
Yeah.
And that was one of those divine appointments of timing.
Yeah.
You know, unbelievable. Of all the times we could have been there, of all the times he could have been there, but no, at that given moment.
Yeah. So no, God works them out.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. Yes, he does. This has been a great program today. If you missed any part of it, go back and watch on Facebook or listen on the website, therockchristianmusic.com. And probably, Pastor Joe, I'm going to use this message on KECO on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock.
You're welcome to.
Thank you. Whether you want me to or not, I probably will. Well, it's such a great message for people to hear and to learn. From me, Neva, from Monica, from Pastor Joe, have a blessed day, and we'll see you back in here tomorrow.
Let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.